Hi, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Ready to Rise podcast, another one of our quick episodes where I share a healing tool with you. And today I want to share another prompt out of the workbook. This is going to be prompt number 38, and we are going to dive right in after this quick intro. Hey friend, welcome to the Ready to Rise podcast with your host, me, Audrey Rose. This is the podcast all about taking your life to the next level. Join me on my journey as I create a life that I'm obsessed to wake up for every day. I hope that you are ready to create a life that you really, really love. Are you ready to rise? All right, so you guys know how much I love to share just a quick episode on these Sunday episodes. I was doing the Sunday Scaries for a long time, and I knew that that would be like a short and sweet kind of season. And now I'm pivoting more into sharing with you some of the healing tools that I use personally and that I adore, right? That have helped me along my journey. So this workbook has been such a labor of love because I got to put into it so many of the prompts that I actually use, so many of the things that I tell myself or that I've learned along the way in my own journey. So prompt number 38 from my 90 days of self-love workbook, which if you are listening to the audio and you're not watching the video, you aren't going to see me holding it up and how beautiful it is, but it is all over my Instagram and I hope you check it out. We are also doing a giveaway coming up. And if you hear it here, you can just totally dive in, even if I haven't posted it yet on Instagram. But if you just send me a screenshot of your review for the podcast prior to submitting it so that it doesn't get lost, prior to submitting the review to this podcast on the Apple Podcasts app, you just literally scroll down to where it says leave a written review and write something up, screenshot it, send it to me before submitting. It puts you in the running to win a copy of this workbook. And I'm going to give out a couple of them. So definitely hit me up, send that to me through DMs on Instagram at Hello Audrey Rose. But prompt number 38 says, I will not apologize for being blank. And I love this because there's a lot of space for you to write as much as you can in the following pages, because I think that there is so much about ourselves that we should be allowed to fully embrace and just love about ourselves. And so there's so much that we don't need to apologize for being. If you are driving or if you're somewhere where you can't journal at the moment, I really would love it if you obviously come back to this episode and do it during a time where you can journal it all out. But I mean, if you're on the go and you're able to write into your notes on your iPhone, like your notes app, or again, if you're driving, don't obviously be writing things down while you're driving, but you could do it out loud. If you're by yourself in the car, you could respond out loud to this, or you could even do it in your head if you're somewhere where people are around and gonna think you're crazy for talking out loud. But you can still do this. You can still think it through. As you know, I do the episode. So, but obviously if you can write in your journal, I would love for you to journal this out. So I will not apologize for being what? Too loud? Myself? I'll not apologize for having brunette hair. I'll not apologize for being a blonde. I'll not apologize for wanting the finer things in life. I will not apologize for being myself. I will not apologize for being somebody who leads others in their self-love journey. I will not apologize for being a very loving and caring friend. Just write it out. Like, what is it for you? I will not apologize for being a helicopter mom. Or I don't know if you guys watch Dubai Bling, but I am obsessed with Safa. And she would not apologize for being a helicopter wife. That's a whole thing. I will not apologize for being. What are you unapologetic about? Like, what lights you up in this life that you will not apologize for? I will not apologize for being somebody who cares about women loving themselves? Who cares about leading the way for other women to show them like what is possible in their own lives? I will not be apologetic for that. I will not apologize for being a loving sibling, a loving daughter. I will not apologize for being the kind of woman who wants the best for everyone. And now that I'm so far into my healing journey, I will not apologize for being the kind of person who needs a little bit of a self-love break, some alone time here and there. I will not apologize for being someone who speaks her mind. Shout it out. Shout it out. You know, write it down. Like, what are all of the things that you are so unapologetically proud of about yourself? This prompt is such a form of self-love because you're showing yourself who you are and who you're proud of that you've become. We're not hiding anymore. There are so many things that used to happen to me while growing up that I would like literally in bed each night, I would like cringe over. I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I wore that outfit. I can't believe I, you know, whatever, like literally every single thing about myself, I would nitpick. And I know I'm not the only one. I would nitpick the way that I drove, the way that I dressed, everything. I still literally the other night, I was thinking about something I wore to high school and I was like cringing about it. Even now, I'm 34. And I was like thinking about something I wore as a 17-year-old the other night and like cringed. But you know what? I'm not going to apologize anymore for being who I was. I'm not going to apologize to myself anymore. I'm who I am now. And she got me to this version of myself. And she does not deserve to be beat up anymore. So I will not apologize for being a woman on a healing journey, healing that inner child as much as I possibly can. So as you continue to write down the thoughts that you have about yourself, you know, what will you not apologize for being? Is it for being emotional? Is it for being someone with a backbone? Is it for being somebody that's ultra caring, ultra sweet? What is it for you? And just be unapologetic about what you're writing down. Like, no one's going to come in and read this. It's just a huge form of self-care for you to be able to shout it out to yourself and be proud of yourself. And you already know, I'm going to ask you to go a little bit deeper. So in your own time, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow morning, I want you to ask yourself why for a couple of the words or sentences that you wrote down. Ask yourself why. I will not apologize for being somebody who loves unconditionally. Why? Because I needed that. And I know how good it feels. Why? Ask yourself why a few times and get into it. Get really deep into it. Get really deep into your why. Why are you so proud of yourself for being a certain way? Why are you so damn proud of yourself? Because you should be proud of yourself. Like, you have come so far. You have learned so much. Be so proud of the woman that you've become. And like I always say, these prompts, these healing tools, when done by yourself, you know, they are such a catalyst in your healing journey. It's going to take you from where you were to where you are now to where you are going each time that you do all of these. But I highly, highly believe in the power of community, as you know. And I think that healing in community is such a beautiful thing that we can do. And I just believe in it so strongly. So I want to invite you into the Rise Sisterhood. If you have not come into the sisterhood yet, if you have not been a part of this beautiful sisterhood, you can get a free month by messaging the word sisterhood to 707-347-0723. And of course, the retreats that we hold are just a place that are full of these healing experiences. I mean, not only do you just get your own workbook, but you're also just here living and just doing all of these exercises among others, among other women who are just healing and on this healing journey, other facilitators. It's just such a freaking beautiful place, all inclusive. You literally just need to get yourself to the house, show up, and you will be poured into like none other. I mean, it is just such a beautiful event, such a good way for you to be able to pour into yourself. But first and foremost, you're already pouring into yourself. You are here, you are doing the thing. So as I always say, I love you so much and I am so proud of you. I am so, so proud of you for putting in the work and for doing this for yourself. Just showing up to a podcast, showing up, doing a journal prompt, listening in about these things that are going to change your life, listening in about these healing tools. It's just not everybody's sitting here doing this right now, and you are, and that's what separates you. That's what makes you, you. That's what shows you this healing journey. That's what opens the doors for this healing journey. So be proud of yourself too. And it's time to learn to love yourself. You are doing that just by showing up. Once again, just love you, and I hope you have a blessed and beautiful day. So many of you keep sliding into my DMs asking, how do I truly become my highest self? Like, where are the tools? Where do I find this? How do I know which tools apply? And I want to share with you the number one resource that I can offer you, and this is the Rise Retreats. I have literally curated, hand-selected facilitators who are going to help you learn the tools that you need to learn to get you back on the path towards becoming your highest self, and it really does start with loving ourselves. It really, really does. So many of us don't know where to start. We struggle with this. We struggle with self-love. And let me just tell you, it comes from these tools that you are going to learn from the facilitators who are teaching you all of these things. So I have curated this very specific self-love retreat. This is happening in May 2024 up in the Tahoe area, California. And we're going to be, oh my God, we're going to be enjoying the views, like the snow-capped mountains, all of the things. It's just going to be amazing. It's May 24th through 26th. And yes, of course, seats are limited, my friend. So get yourself in there. It's already halfway sold out, which is crazy because we have so many repeat customers. So I just want you to be able to enjoy this. Just slide into my DMs. That's probably the easiest, or hit up the link in bio. All of this is at Hello Audrey Rose on Instagram, and you do not want to miss this. Trust me, we only do them once to twice a year. They are very limited, very exclusive, so you want to get yourself in there. You already know I love you, and let's freaking do this. I'm so happy you got to make it to another amazing episode of the Ready to Rise podcast. Don't hesitate to share this with a friend that needs to hear it. Send it straight to their DMs. Take a screenshot. Throw it up in your stories. Tag me in it at Hello Audrey Rose. And don't forget, if you leave a written review on the iTunes app, that also helps people find it. So if it resonates with you, help others find it. And I can't wait to hear how much you loved this awesome episode. Have a blessed day.